FBI investigates Supreme Court nominee.
I think the Senate will have significant additional facts in front of it.
Trade agreement with Canada.
This new deal is a win for President Trump.
Returning to Vegas a year after mass murder.
We just felt like we had to be here to pay tribute.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A divided America shows itself on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in a just-released CBS News poll. 35% say the Senate should confirm him. 37% say he should be rejected. 28% say it's too soon to say. The FBI has a week to have its say as it investigates the sexual misconduct claims against Kavanaugh. CBS's Major Garrett says it is known one of his accusers was interviewed yesterday, and there are claims from a Yale classmate, Charles Luddington, who says Kavanaugh has not been truthful about his drinking.
Luddington says on multiple occasions he saw Kavanaugh staggering from alcohol consumption. When Brett got drunk, he was often belligerent and aggressive. Luddington added he would take my information to the FBI. The FBI did interview Deborah Ramirez, another Yale College classmate who told The New Yorker that during a drunken dorm room party in the early 80s, Kavanaugh thrust his penis in her face and caused her to touch it without her consent.
Well, Kavanaugh's denied that claim and says he doesn't even know a third accuser, Julie Swetnick, who says she saw Kavanaugh engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate behavior with women in the early 1980s. She tells Showtime,
if he's going to have that seat legitimately, all of these things should be investigated, because from what I experienced firsthand, I don't think he belongs on the Supreme Court.
The key Republican who helped force the FBI investigation, Arizona's Jeff Flake, was on CBS's 60 Minutes, interviewed by correspondent Scott Pelley.
Senator Flake, you've announced that you're not running for re-election, and I wonder, could you have done this if you were running for re-election?
No. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No.
Because politics has become too sharp. To partisan.
Yeah, there's no value to reaching across the aisle. There's no currency for that anymore. There's no incentive.
Last week's high-profile hearing with Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Blasey Ford had an impact in many ways far beyond Washington. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Kavanaugh confirmation controversy has felt personal to thousands of sex assault survivors. The National Sexual Assault Hotline says call volume surged more than 700% the day after Ford testified. President Scott Berkowitz.
It's common whenever there's a sexual assault story in the news that we see an increase in calls to the hotline, but nothing on this scale.
Among the survivors going public, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway telling CNN.
I feel very empathetic, frankly, for victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment and rape. That I'm a victim of sexual assault.
Conway also made it clear she supports Kavanaugh's nomination. Steve?
Well, it is the first Monday in October, and CBS's Jan Crawford says the Supreme Court opens its term with a vacancy.
There are all these big cases on the horizon. You've got abortion, you've got gay rights, you've got immigration. But right now, they haven't taken them yet. So they've got kind of a bunch of, I don't want to say yawners, but they're not the kind of cases that are going to really divide the justices, divide the country. So it's less likely we're going to have a 4-4 tie in some of these early on cases.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump is praising the newly struck trade deal with Canada. CBS's Paula Reed says it gets the U.S., Canada, and Mexico into a new agreement that replaces NAFTA.
Under this new deal, Canada will ease protections on its dairy market and provide greater access than was once guaranteed under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty, which Trump withdrew from last year. It also makes it harder for automakers to build cars cheaply in Mexico and requires a higher proportion of the parts in a car to be made in areas paying a minimum wage of at least $16 an hour.
In Indonesia, the numbers after an earthquake and tsunami are staggering. The death toll's 844. 50,000 people are out of their homes. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy is there.
The twin disasters devastated the city of Palu, where crowded buildings like mosques and malls collapsed, trapping people inside. Until Sunday night, cries for help could be heard from the rubble of the Roa Roa Hotel, where officials believe 50 people could be buried under the debris. While some crews are still racing to save survivors, others have turned to the grim task of collecting bodies.
1 year ago tonight, bullets rained down on thousands at an outdoor concert. 58 people were killed in the nation's deadliest mass shooting.
They have returned here to Las Vegas to remember and pay tribute.
We're family. We're bonded by this forever.
Those who were at the concert can never forget what took place a year ago.
There hasn't been a day that I don't wake thinking about it in some capacity.
Last night, a special service of hope and healing took place. This survivor talked about the moments just after the shooting began.
We fell to the ground. We huddled over our loved ones. People I didn't know were holding me. In my mind, they're my guardian angel.
Today, more remembrances, and this evening at the moment when the shooting took place, the marquees along the Vegas Strip will go dark to honor those killed. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
A 53-year-old Ohio woman is missing in Great Smoky Mountains National Park along North Carolina's border with Tennessee. She was last seen Tuesday while hiking with her daughter, park official Julina Campbell.
Right now, we're really focusing on the off-trail areas since we've now kind of cleared and walked through most of the trails and haven't found her. And so it takes a lot of people and a lot of time to just comb through that landscape.
Not long after California's governor signed the country's toughest net neutrality law yesterday, the Trump administration sued to try to stop it. The law, to take effect in January, would stop internet providers from favoring certain sites or content. CNET's Ian Schur says it opens a battle that will be settled in court.
Now it's becoming a states' rights debate, where the federal government says that because the internet crosses state lines by its nature, then it can't be regulated by one state.
American James Allison from the University of Texas shares the Nobel Prize for Medicine with a Japanese researcher, Tasuku Hanjo. The work of the immunologist has revolutionized cancer treatments. First Lady Melania Trump heads to Africa today. It's a five-day, four-nation tour that will begin in Ghana. The well-being of children is the focus of the trip. 60 years ago today, American ingenuity and imagination were on display as the country's space agency, NASA, was formed. Here's CBS's Peter King.
When the National Advisory Council on Aeronautics became the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Administrator T. Keith Glennon told employees there were no limits to what could be done.
Our prospects are both challenging and exciting.
NASA followed with hundreds of unmanned and human space flights, including six moon landings. Via Skype, George Washington University space historian John Logsdon says the last three presidents have gone back and forth between the moon and Mars as NASA's next human destination.
But the idea that what NASA should be doing is preparing once again to send people beyond Earth orbit has not changed for the past 14 years.
And he says NASA does indeed have a bright future ahead. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And that's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.